Now, head out of the sculpture garden the way you came in. Pass through the glass doors. There is a large staircase to your left and a large seating area with cushioned cubes in front of you. Walk down the short flight of steps and look for a red exit sign on the far left wall beyond the MoMA audio guide's desk and walk towards it. On the wall, there is a sign with an arrow pointing up that says Galleries, Education, Research Center, Theater 3, and an escalator to your left that will take you to the upper floors. Pause the tour while you take the escalator to the fifth floor. When you get off the escalator on the fifth floor, there's a large painting directly in front of you in a series of six panels by the Mexican artist José Clemente Orozco. Orozco painted the panels in front of the viewing public in 1940 over a period of 5 weeks and said that the panels could be interchanged and arranged in any order. Take your time, looking slowly and carefully at the painting. What objects do you see in the painting? Notice the tail and wings of an airplane, the tank treads and chains. Can you find the pair of upturned human legs? What do you notice about the coloring? Do you see any helmets? Now, while the music is playing, imagine a rearrangement of the panels in any order you like. What effect does the rearranging of the panels have on the painting? Does it change the way you see the painting, or does it change nothing? How does Orozco's representation seem like a new way of expressing the effects of war in art? Pause the tour for a few moments while you write down your thoughts. In Wilfred Owen's poem, Soldier's Dream, a soldier, the speaker, prays for the end of war, hoping in vain for Jesus to come down to the battlefield and break all of the guns and bombs.
I dreamed kind Jesus fouled the big gun gears and caused a permanent stoppage in all bolts and buckled with a smile Mausers and Colts and rusted every bayonet with his tears.
Both Orozco's painting, made during World War II, and Owen's poem, written during World War I, seem to comment on the futility and consequences of war. Owen died 1 week before the end of the war at 25 years old. Orozco claimed that the painting in front of you had no political significance, and that he paints what we are and what the world is at this moment. And that, he said, is what modern art is. Pause the tour and take a few moments to respond to Orozco's statement. Do you agree or disagree?